You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Welcome into this special edition of the flagship and instant reaction podcast here, as Ole Miss has added a commitment from four-star Tylus Jordan, power forward out of Shiloh High School in Georgia, the number 43 player in the country per the On3 industry ranking. He's the number 10 power forward in the country and the number 7th ranked player out of Georgia. He is the second commitment for Ole Miss in the 2025 class, joining Patton Pinkins. We have a special guest here. Friend of the program and On3 national basketball recruiting analyst Jamie Shaw is going to come on here in just a moment to talk about Tylus Jordan, tell you Ole Miss fans what Chris Beard and company are getting. Before we do that, quick reminder, show always brought to you by College Corner, three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. You can also check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. You've got tailgating supplies if you want to get a head start on the Grove this fall, as Ole Miss football is anticipating a big, big year. They've got everything you need for tailgating. They've also got any kind of gift ideas, or if you just want to do a little treat yourself, go in there and get you a new t-shirt, new polo, new hoodie. They got Realtree gear, all of that and more. College Corner, three locations. Go check out the new one in Oxford on Sisk Avenue. It's special. All right, without further ado, let's bring in our guest, Jamie Shaw, national recruiting analyst for On3. Jamie, good morning. I know you're busy as always on the road, but appreciate you joining.
Zach, man, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so let's get into it. It's a pretty big get for Ole Miss. Quiet kid, didn't do a lot of talking, and then announces he's going to do his commitment, and Ole Miss gets it done.
Yeah. I think I'm a little bit more bullish on than the industry at this current time. He's just got so many tools naturally that he's just now kind of, tapping into. The ceiling is huge for him, and Chris Beard has had kind of a success with players through his archetype, through Jordan's archetype in his career.
Yeah, I kind of buried the lead there. You and the rest of the folks in On3 have him as the number 24 player in the country. any number seven power forward. So, yeah, a lot of belief there on your end. And then, yeah, with Ole Miss, I know Wes Flanagan was working him hard, really wanted him. And Ole Miss was able to beat out some heavyweights in Tennessee, Alabama, and LSU and Auburn. He had a lot of big offers.
Yeah, so when you kind of look at the archetype of what he is, you know, he kind of fits in that mold. You see the 6'9", 6'10 frame. You see the plus wingspan that he carries. And he's a natural athlete. He's got a strong base. The upside for me that I really took a liking to is the defensive upside that he has. He's able to slide his feet on the perimeter. He can switch. He can turn his hips. He can guard on the block. He can guard perimeter-based guys. He can be at the point of attack. You watch him with Shiloh High School. He's at the point of attack, sliding his feet with the primary ball handler, switching down a lineup and guarding, walling up around the basket, and doing some paint and rim protection type stuff as well. I really, really like the defensive upside and the fluidity that he has, the switchability that he has as a defensive player at 6'10". And, you know, that shows also in the counting stats as well. This year for Shiloh, he averaged over a steal and a block per game, along with the offensive upside that he brings.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Beard is a big fan of his defense. That's going to be something that is a mainstay for Beard. You got to play defense if you want to be on the floor for him. And I thought it was big bringing over Mark Adams, kind of his old, you know, old right-hand man from Texas Tech. Big-time defensive efficiency guy. But the quote that jumped out to me from Tyus Jordan was he said that Chris Beard's been a winner everywhere he's been. And, look, Ole Miss fans were disappointed last year, 20 wins, didn't get to the tournament. But I think that speaks volumes to what Chris Beard's selling at Ole Miss.
Sure, and he's absolutely right. Everywhere Chris Beard's been, he's been a winner. And even the 20 wins last year at Ole Miss is a turn in the right direction. That I'm sure fans are looking for. Then you see the roster of players, you see the talent that he has, you know, and he's talking and getting in with players that have winning pedigrees and that have a lot of talent and all that too. So I'm sure that the direction, the fans have to be happy with where things are heading.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, mention, you know, who Ole Miss beat out, you know, the likes of Tennessee and Alabama. I mean, Nate Oates, Rick Barnes, two of the best in the business right now. I think that shows that Beard and Ole Miss, and you know, they're very, very serious about basketball moving forward.
Sure. I mean, I think the whole athletics program as a whole, I heard you mention about, you know, the football coming up and all that type of stuff too. Lane Kiffin's kind of got things rolling over there as well. And then Chris Beard following up basketball season, you know, they're playing in the sandbox with the heavy hitters right now. All the way across the board, to beat out, especially a school like Alabama, who's had success with the Brandon Millers and the Noah Clownies of the world lately, who are kind of in the same archetype that Tyus Jordan is. That's an overall big win. And then looking at the electricity that Dalton Connect brought to Tennessee last year, you know, that's a major recruiting coup to have those four hats on the table and for him to pull Ole Miss.
Yeah, and Jordan, a guy that most people anticipate he will be teaming up with John Bowl at some point in his career. You know, best case, John Bowl's only at Ole Miss for 1 year and he doesn't get to play with him. But yeah, that's two legitimate top 100 gets for Chris Beard in back-to-back classes. And then he's joining Patton Pinkins, talented shooting guard out of Texas. So it's a pretty big swing for Ole Miss in basketball right now.
Yeah, for sure. And then you kind of look at Tyus Jordan, you look at the players that Chris Beard, especially at Texas Tech, had, the players that he was putting, that he was both recruiting and putting into the NBA draft, guys like Zaire Smith, who was a lottery pick, and then obviously he brought in the Terrence Shannons and Kevin McCullers of the world. They're all athletic, lengthy, versatile defenders. Now, Tyus Jordan is 6'9", 6'10", so he's bigger than all of those guys. But he fits in that same versatile, switchable role that those guys fit in, where, you know, Beard made the run all the way to the national championship game on the backs of guys like this. Tyus just has bigger physical tools than the rest of the group had. And also, too, I've been talking about the defense a lot. I don't want to sidestep the offensive side of the game. Tyler has range out to the 3-point line. He'll knock down. You know, the potential is there to be a knockdown type 3-point shooter, especially off of pick and pop type situations with his feet set. He can also play out of the high post, face up, 1-2 dribbles downhill, and viciously finish above the rim. He's kind of a late bloomer, growing from the 6'6 range to the 6'10 range over the last probably 12 to 18 months. And with that, he's kind of figuring out his own offensive game, going from a shooting 3 man to kind of a versatile 4 man who can take mismatches and play from multiple levels of the court.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to mention, you've seen him live, and I watched a little bit of tape. He doesn't look like a big man shooting from 3. He looks like a jump shooter. Like, he's got a good stroke. It's, you know how, look, you know how big men look sometimes when they're shooting 3s. They look like they don't do it a lot. He looks like he does it a lot. He looks pretty comfortable in positionless basketball.
Yeah, that's kind of why on 3, that's why we have him a little bit higher, because the upside is so there because he's unique. He was a 6'6", 6'5" wing guard for a lot of his career, and then kind of over the last, 12 to 18 months, he's grown into the body of a 4 man, but he still has kept those wing and perimeter skills. So now it's just all a matter of putting it all together. It might not be year one, but by year two, there's a very, very good basketball player in there.
Absolutely. Huge get for Ole Miss. Again, 4-star Tyless Jordan commits to the Rebels over the likes of Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Georgia Tech. It's the second 4-star in the 25 class for Chris Beard and company. On 3 has him as a top 25 player. This is the rarefied air that Ole Miss fans are wanting with Chris Beard. So big get for the Rebels heading into the weekend. Jamie, you're on the road, as the folks can see. Is it an undisclosed location, or can you tell us where you're headed?
No. So this is a live period weekend. I guess the NCAA has had added two scholastic live periods in June. So I'm headed to a North Carolina today, a South Carolina event tomorrow, to see kind of where the coaches, who the coaches are watching, and get a feel for some more of these players.
Good deal. Chris Beard and company might be up there, so they're busy working too. But we appreciate the time, man. As always, you're as busy as anyone, work as hard as anyone, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. Zach, and you keep doing a great job too, man. You're all over everything. The Ole Miss fans are lucky to have somebody that's plugged in like that. That's also a grinder too. So keep up the good work, and all y'all subscribe to the OM Spirit.
Appreciate you, man. That's right. Only a dollar. You can jump on with us. Join the conversation on the message board. We have a lot of fun. Thanks to Jamie. And we will get back to him pretty soon, as Ole Miss will continue to plug away on the recruiting trail. Jamie, appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Zach.
That is going to do it for this edition of the Flagship. Again, like I said, only $1 to join. We have a lot of fun. And look, basketball recruiting is not going to take a backseat to football as long as Chris Beard is in town. So we will have basketball recruiting coverage, and football is always going to be there. It's a big, big fall for Ole Miss is coming up as the 2024 Rebels are looking to get to the college football playoff. Appreciate College Corner. And as always, we also want to give a shout out to our friends at USA Benefits Group, Drew Moak, and the folks over there. Look, they're as crucial as anyone right now. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%, look no further than USA Benefits Group. You can give him a call today, 601-953-8449, or prefer to go online, you can do that as well. USABG.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. Drew is an Ole Miss guy. He's a grad. He's located in Mississippi, and he's licensed in 7 states. He also works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he's got access to 35 different carriers. So he's got it all. He can cover you with anything: dental, vision, Medicare, life insurance, regular health plans. Drew is a is a Swiss Army knife when it comes to health insurance, and he can help you. He's local and he's accessible, which is crucial this day and age. So give him a call, 601-953-8449. That's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Flagship. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We will be back, I'd say probably Sunday or Monday, as we're recapping a lot of the early summer recruiting for Ole Miss football as the dead period begins. And we'll go all the way through the month of July, heading into that final weekend when Ole Miss will host Juice Fest and a ton of prospects. So we'll have a lot of heavy recruiting as Elite 11 finals are wrapping up on three named Deuce Knight, the MVP. So we will talk about that with Charles Power. And he was on site for that. And I got to see Deuce Knight in person. So we'll have a lot of recruiting coverage coming up. But that'll do it for this edition of the Flagship. A special kind of breaking news as Tylus Jordan commits to the Rebels. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all be good this weekend. We out of here.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.